Hello.
All right. All right, Mr. John, I have the enrollment broker on the line.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Jackie. I'm with the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers. Can I just have you verify your full name for me, please?
Sure. John Michael Kroll, K-R-O-L.
All right. Thank you. And what's your date of birth?
7/24/62.
All right. And can you verify your address for me, please?
Sure. 1230 North Marshall, Apartment 1F, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19122.
All right. Thank you. And do you give me permission to speak about your application with Aaron on the line?
Yes.
All right. And did you want me to add them to the case so that way they can, if they call back in, we don't have to get your authorization
yes.
again. They can be added in.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. And then, Aaron, how do you spell your first name?
First name is spelled E-R-I-N.
All right. And your last name?
Last name is Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S.
All right. And what organization are you with?
Family First Home Care.
All right. And your organization's address?
It is 1 Winding Drive. Winding is spelled like winding, W-I-N-D-I-N-G. That's in Philadelphia, PA, 19131.
All right, and a good phone number for yourself?
267-551-7412.
All right. I went ahead and got you added, and then you were looking to check into the status of the case.
So we spoke with somebody early. Well, give me the status, and they told that to do a call back. One of the main things is Mr. John was telling me there may be an issue with the physician certification form. But, yeah, basically we were trying to get the status.
Okay. All right, so the application is currently with the County Assistance Office for the financial review. The physician certification form was received, and it is complete.
All right. Now, Mr. John was telling me that he saw that the physician certification form was checked off short-term, not long-term care. Is that true?
Nope, it was checked off long-term care.
Okay, so that is fine. And what is the date? Received both the physician certification form and the Fed assessment?
Physician certification form is dated 1/21/2026. And
okay.
The Area Agency on Aging's evaluation is 1/16/2026.
Okay. So
because I called the county office and they told me that they were having trouble sending it over. Or Maximus was having trouble sending it to the county. And I talked to the county today. They left me a message that they haven't gotten it yet. The
let me take a look here. I'm going to assume I'm going to assume you're probably talking about the PA 1768 that we would send them.
Is this Maximus?
Right. Maximus
earlier today told me that they were having trouble. County was having trouble getting. I talked to the county today, and the county don't have it. They told me I had till February 3rd to get it. I turned that in 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so it looks like we sent out the PA 1768 to the County Assistance Office on January 21st. That is electronically, so we would just have to allow the County Assistance Office time to upload.
All right, so they received it on, you said the 21st?
No, we sent it out on the 21st, but we have to allow them time for them to upload it.
Right. All right. Okay, P-1768 sent to County Assistance Office on the 21st. So he would have more time than February 3rd for the county, correct?
Let me take a look. All right, just give me a few moments here. It's just loading.
Sure.
Okay, so from what I'm seeing, the verification was due 1/26/2026, but the Compass application is still valid with the County Assistance Office. It looks like they're still waiting on Wells Fargo checking, Bank of America, Chase Bank checking.
Give me their office. Give me their office address, and I'll bring them all that for 5 years and Social Security printout. To cut to the chase.
Okay,
I told
for the
them that
County Assistance Office.
Yes, that whatever they're waiting for, I'll bring them financial. I just need the address.
Okay, so there are several county assistance offices
There's only one, Parks Side Avenue. Because those other county assistance offices, if they receive them, it is not guaranteed they're going to send them to Parkside.
Okay.
Parkside's the only one that's doing long-term care.
I just need the address to Parkside.
5070 Parkside
and
Avenue.
Physically hand it to them.
Yeah, it's 5070
Parkside Avenue.
They're
telling me they never
Avenue.
Got the doctor's slip. Now, if it was sent electronically, it should be there instantly, no?
So yeah, Mr. John, if it was sent electronically via email, then they'll get it, and then it's uploaded in Compass. Here's the thing. Parkside Avenue is the only long-term care office that does long-term care. So the thing is, when you give that, if you want to give it to them, you're going to get a receipt. The issue with that particular office is you don't want to give them originals because all the time they say we never got them. Even though you handed them in and you have a receipt. That's why I only do electronic with them.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So have the banks send them from there?
Banks probably not going to do that. Let me ask you, I'm asking the IEB rep. Do you see anything I know you have limited access to the county assistance office's portal. Do you see any notes or uploads in their portal for Mr. John?
The notes were the notes that I just that I stated of what documents they're requesting. As far as financial information, I don't see that any financial information was received.
Okay. So, and the notes look like basically, do they look like a default method that's sent out, or is it specific to his case?
It's specific to his case, so it would be, let's see here. So it looks like the county assistance office tried to make contact with you today, and then they left you a voicemail.
Right.
It just states what documents are still needed for your application.
All right, so that was Wells Fargo, Bank of America. Was that Wells Fargo checking and savings?
Wells Fargo bank checking ending in 1893.
All right, 1893.
And 4781.
And 4781.
Yep, and then Bank of America joint checking.
Joint checking.
That was
ending in 1907.
1907.
And Chase Bank checking. Ending in 4015.
4015.
And that's going to be for a five-year look-back period.
Okay. All right, so one.
And then receipts documenting that are transactions over $500.
Right, transactions over $500. All right. Well, now Wells Fargo checking. Those are two checking accounts, not a checking and a savings?
Correct, yeah, it doesn't say anything about savings, it just says checking.
Okay, 1893, 4781, Bank of America joint checking, 1907, and Chase checking, 415, and transaction over 500, okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay, and lastly, the date that you said the county assessor's office is giving to submit those documents?
So it was yesterday. It was 1/26/2026, but the application is still open and pending with the county assistance office. Once it would be closed out, that application would remain valid for
right.
a little while.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
that's all the questions I have. Mr. John, do you have any questions for her?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. Anything else I can assist you guys with then today?
Not for me.
No, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for answering the call from the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers. You both have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Bryce.
All right, Mr. John. So,
yes.
All right. So, question I have for you.
Okay.
The good thing is, yes, the position form was sufficient, so we don't got to worry
okay.
about that.
Okay.
So, tell me, you said that the information was sent in electronically already?
I gave it to copies. I made the mistake of giving it to a Lehigh office, the welfare
okay.
office where I applied.
So that's, all right, so that could easily be an issue. Now, the reason that's the issue is this. So you did it on Lehigh because you're at, let me see, your address. I mean, you would think
yeah.
you could do that, and it's understandable.
Yeah, because it's the closest one. That's my office I
right.
opened my account in.
Right. So here, issues that now, that's fine when it comes to your physical health insurance, regular Medicaid, SNAP benefits,
okay.
things of that nature, right? You can go
yeah.
there anytime for that. And I'm surprised that the representative didn't know that, where she would say, oh, you go to any one of them. You can't. So
just
the only one. Right, the only one that now you would think, oh, I gave it to Lehigh because they're still a county assistance office. All they have to do was forward. That means you're depending on the dingbats in Lehigh, okay, to send
yeah.
it to them. And as easy
yeah.
as that sounds, it does not happen.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
probably why they haven't received it, because Lehigh never sent it. You know,
okay.
This is some of the most untalented workers you've ever seen. Okay,
wow.
And this is across the board. So, yes, you could have given it to Lehigh. Lehigh's job is to send it, but we don't even know who took it from Lehigh. They may have just filed it, as in
wow.
just your regular Medicaid stuff. So, yes,
okay.
Parkside Avenue, as of, until now, is the only site. Now, you got a couple of choices, and it's the reason because of the weather screws it up.
Yeah.
A couple of choices. Now, here's what I recommend, but it's also what you want to do. The speediest
okay.
way, yes, is you for to take those documents and take them down to Parkside
okay.
Avenue, 5070 Parkside Avenue, right?
Okay.
Here's the thing. When you go to Parkside Avenue, and this is what makes Philadelphia worse than anybody, when you go to Parkside Avenue, they're going to point you towards a drop box in Parkside Avenue, and they're going to say you can
right.
put your documents in there, right? And
right.
then you're going to get a receipt that has the date on it. So let's say
right.
it's tomorrow, the 28th. It's going to have a date, and then you're going to fill it out yourself. When it should be, the worker at the desk should say, okay, you gave me this stuff. Let me fill it
right.
out for you. This is what we received. This is the date and everything. No. Well, how they do it in Philly on Parkside Avenue is when you put it in the Dropbox on that table, there is receipts that already have a pre-printed date on them. You fill out your own receipt to say what you brought in, and that's it. Now, the issue with that is you can call and say, hey, it's been 30 days. I haven't heard anything about my home care waiver. And then they can say, well, did you bring your documents? And you say, yeah, I got a receipt for it. And they'll say, oh, we never got it. And the reason, and they do it all the time, because they can't confirm what you brought in or not, because you filled out your own receipt, different from Montgomery.
Right, they never physically seen it.
Exactly. So that's kind of how they – I don't know why, how it hasn't changed. Different from, like, let's say Montgomery County and
right.
in Norristown. And Montgomery County's office is in Norristown on New Hope Street. When you go
right.
to them, you drop your stuff off, you give it to the person at the front desk, they write your receipt for you.
Right.
And say –
that way they know it's documented.
Exactly. That's
yeah.
the problem with Philadelphia County, right?
Okay.
That's one of the issues. So you can do that. Yes, it may expedite the process. And that's fine. I would say this. If you do it, I would never give them originals, ever.
Yeah.
Because you give them originals and they say, oh, we never received it,
We're never
now, out of your originals. What I do is I used to get copies, and I would give them the copies, and then I would also email them. So now they've gotten it two different ways.
Right.
So with the email, I'll turn it into a digital file, and with the email, they'll say, oh, we never received – I mean, I'll still have them tell me, we never received your – they'll email me and say, we never received your email. Mind you, they're emailing me. They're responding to the email in which I sent it to them.
Right. So they had to.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't just have my email out of nowhere and say, let me email Aaron today and let him know we never received it. No, I'll literally email the documents, right? And I'll put in email, this is Mr. John Kroll's documents for the, you know, these years from these banks, blah, 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 this and that. I'll get an email, I say, 3 weeks later, still never received the documents. And I'm like, you know you're emailing me from the email where I sent it to?
Wow.
This is Philadelphia County. So I'll say, for me, the best thing is the like, you can drop it off. I would also recommend, now, I could, this is a thing, because of this weather. Oh, and it's, now it's snowing again. Jesus Christ. With this weather, I don't know if you online bank, meaning using your phone or a computer.
No.
Okay. All right. If you can get the documents there, great. And then you can drop them off. What I would say is if you get the documents there, you want to do that, sure. But I will follow up with you in the next couple of – because even with you dropping them off, we got to give them at least – they're so slow, we got to give them at least 10 to 14 days to get them and upload them. And we could contact – I don't even call the county. I call Maximus because they'll pick up. And they have limited access. They can see, at the very least, they can see, like, oh, the county has also received them and uploaded them, but it didn't reveal them. We can call Maximus back, because the county, I'm assuming that you might have, you probably talked to Lehigh, so that's different. But if we want to talk to the county assistance office on Parkside Avenue for long-term care,
right,
you're going to wait at least an hour if they pick up. And that's been for the last 12 to 24 months.
Yeah, they never answer their phone.
Right. So I just called Maximus, like we did today. I just called Maximus because they connect. They actually started getting access a year ago to the county assistance office system, and we can at least see if they upload them. Also, they can get your documents. They can upload them to their system. Maximus can see that.
Maximus
can? That doesn't mean they reviewed them yet.
Right.
Okay, but at the very, I would say this. Turn it in. Turn the stuff in. If you can do it physically, turn it in, right? We'll give them a couple of weeks. And then we'll check with Maximus and say, hey, let's see if Maximus sees it, that the county is off, upload them. If they have not, then we probably want to go ahead. I need to physically get them, or we can do the online thing and send them an email of all the documents.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I'll try to get there this weekend with this weather because I'm not supposed to be out in this cold blue.
Yeah, I mean,
lungs, I just had open-heart surgery.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend. I know you have somebody assisting you in this matter. If you can do that, that'd be great. If not, if you're saying, listen, I'm not going to be able to get out, then sometime this week, if you feel comfortable, this is what I do with those who I do enrollment with. I start the online banking, meaning like we'll be on the phone and we'll have to go online, start your account, start your online account. That's like an email. Sometimes what I do is I'll make an email for you. Or I just tell you to get the verification sent to your email, be able to log in, then I download all your information. I download all your statements, and then I send it directly to their email.
Well, let's see what they do when I go down there.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to ask to speak to someone down there. I'm not going to go down there with my mouth shut.
Yeah.
You know, because this shit's ridiculous.
It is. And if you can,
I even have
when
to
you go down
all
there,
this.
See if you can actually speak to somebody, because many times they're going to just point you to a Dropbox and say, hey, just drop it off over there.
Okay.
You let them know, I like to speak to somebody in the back and hand them.
I got
you want to see
too,
them.
So.
Yeah. Yep. You want them to take your stuff and upload it. Many times they won't just point you to the Dropbox. That doesn't guarantee anything. You actually want to get behind the desk and say, I like to wait to speak to a case manager. That case manager will take your stuff and then upload them right there.
That's what I'll do then.
Okay.
And it's 5070 Parkside, right?
Yep, 5070 Parkside. Let me make sure it's 5070 and not 5020. But either one is right there on Parkside. That's next to a school. It's next to a charter school. Let me see, 5070 Parkside.
Avenue. Yeah, it comes right up. Yep, Philadelphia County Assistance Office.
Okay, I'll find it on my phone.
Yeah, 57. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
All right.